Welcome to the From the Field broadcast, recorded from the Amazon Basin. Listen now as Brother Andrew brings you good news from a far country.
It's not any of good work or good behavior that would cause me to look your way, but I've looked your way because of my grace and because what my Son has already done on the cross, thank God. He's well pleased with this Son, thank God. He said it there at the baptismal waters of Jordan when God looked down as John the Baptist soused Jesus under and said, "This is my Son who I'm well pleased," thank God. He said it again as Jesus took that inner three, that inner circle up on the Mount Transfiguration when God looked down upon him and said, "This is my beloved Son, who I'm well pleased. Hear ye him," thank God. God is already pleased with Jesus. It is for Jesus' sake that grace would come to me. That grace would come to you, dear friend. Whoa, what a Savior today. Here we find old Mephibosheth. He's thankful now that Jonathan had a friend like David. Then he says this. He said, "I will restore the old land of Saul. Thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." He goes on and says it again. He says, "So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table," last verse 13, "and was lame on both his feet." So Mephibosheth moved from Lodibar up to Jerusalem, to the king's household. And every time the king had supper, Mephibosheth had his place at the king's table. Amen. And he pulled himself up at the king's table, and the king had meat set up there before him. Meat in the king's table.
Amen.
His place was set whether he was going to be there or not. His place was set. I want you to know that when he pulled up to the king's table, all the other servants of the king, when they looked around, all they saw was his face. It said he was lame on his feet. But when he pulled up to that table, they couldn't see his lameness. When he slid up to that table, they couldn't see the problem. It was already covered by the king's table. And so as long as he was in the king's house, everything was fine and dandy. When he was there at David's house, he was just like all the rest of the service.
Right.
Everybody was the same, thank God.
Yeah.
When they sat down at the king's table, it didn't matter which one was big or which one was little, which one was lame, which one wasn't lame. But they all had a place at the king's table, thank God. Hey, I want to say thank God. I know I've been wounded by a fall. I know that there is a sin nature in me that I was born with. It's a depraved nature that goes against God. But I want to say that God's got a place at His table for me, thank God. God's got a place at His table of grace for me. He provided me meat. He's provided me sustenance. He's provided me bread, thank God. And as long as I pull up to my place at the table, I look just like all the rest of the service, thank God. All of a sudden, it don't matter that I'm lame or not. Hey, they can't see that. Nobody else can see it. David can't see it no more, thank God. I just got a place at the king's table, thank God. Well, what a picture of the grace of God. That when God saved me, He put me in Christ. And I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. That when God looks on me, He don't see nothing lame. He don't see nothing wrong. What does He see? He sees Jesus Christ, the one who He's pleased with. Thank God. He sees the one that brings a smile to His face. He sees the one that was obedient to the death of the cross. He sees the darling Lamb of God that was slain for the foundation of the world. He sees His only begotten Son, thank God. He don't see the crippled eye of God. He don't see my wounds from sin. He don't see
my scars from sin, thank God. All he sees is the grace of God effervescing in my life, all because of Jesus' sake, thank God.
Amen.
Oh, what a Savior.
Amen.
All for Jesus' sake, he's got a place at the table. What grace that is. Covering grace. Grace that just keeps abounding grace. Well, if you're thinking that God's grace is just saving grace to get you in, and then that's it, we've got some more to trod through tonight. The grace of God is continual in the life of the born-again believer. It never stops, never runs out. But he says here, we know that Absalom rose up in a rebellion. And we know that David had left Jerusalem. They mocked him. He left away. Those that followed, those that were followers, those that were close to David, left with David. Isn't it amazing that Mephibosheth did not leave with David? David, after some time, they have a battle. Things take place and expire. David comes back, and Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes, from the day the king departed until the day he came again in peace. It came to pass that when he was come to Jerusalem to meet the king, that the king said unto him, "Wherefore wentest not thou with me, Mephibosheth?" He answered, "My lord, O king, my servant deceived me. For my servant said, I will saddle me an ass that I may ride thereon and go to the king, because thy servant is lame, and he hath slandered thy servant unto the Lord the king. But my lord the king is an angel of God. Do therefore what is good in thine eyes. For all my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king, and yet didst thou set thy servant among them that did eat at thy own table. What right therefore have I yet to cry any more unto the king?" And the king said unto him, "Why speakest thou any more of the matters?" He says, "I want you to divide the land." And Mephibosheth said unto the king, "Yea, let him take all, for as much as my lord the king has come again in peace unto his own house." Now here we see a continuing of God's grace. Here we see Mephibosheth, he's been eating at the king's table continually. The king has left Jerusalem because of the rebellion. He's gone away for some time. He's come back sometime. And he finds Mephibosheth in such bad shape. His beard's not been trimmed. His clothes have not been changed one time. His feet have not been dressed not one time since the king has left. David asked a question to Mephibosheth. Good question. "Why didn't you go with me, Mephibosheth? Why didn't you go all the way with me, Mephibosheth?" Mephibosheth's, you know, there he stands. His beard's unkept. His clothes are dirty. His feet's not been dressed. Here's what he said. He said, "David," he said, I would have went." He said, they've lied against me. They've told things wrong about me that I didn't do." He said, "I'm standing here, and yes, my beard's not been kept. Yeah, my clothes are dirty." He said, "Yeah, I'm not even dressed my feet." But he said, "I'm still here." That same grace that brought him to the king's table kept him there. "Yeah, I know my beard's dirty. I know my clothes are wrong. I understand my feet's not been dressed in a long time." He said, "David, they've lied against me. They've told wrong things about me." He said, "But I'm still here. I've not gone anywhere. I've been coming back to your table. I've been coming back to my place. I've not left my place. I've not left the spot you've made for me." Thank God. The same grace of God that brought me into God's family is the same grace of God that'll keep me in His family, thank God. It's not based on whether I do or whether I don't. It's based on the grace of God. Oh, what a wonderful truth it is to know that I'm in the family of God. That it is the grace of God that keeps me at the king's table, thank God. He even got to talking. He said, what about all the land?
I'll divide it with you and Ziba.
Mephibosheth said, you know what? He said, I'm not interested in that. He said, I'm just glad you're back.
Amen.
I'm just glad you're back, thank God. Hey, you ever been a little space in your walk with God where you wonder where the Lord's at?
Yeah.
You've been trying to pray and trying to seek God, and it seems like He's come back and He's found you, and your beard's unkempt, and it seems like maybe things aren't lined up just right. It seems like your clothes not been changed in some time. It seems like you've not dressed your feet, but wow, thank God for the grace of God that got a place for you, thank God.
Yeah,
got a place at the table just for you. And it don't depend on whether my beard's kept or not. It don't depend on whether my clothes are dirty or not, or my feet's unkept or not, thank God. It depends on the grace of the King that has come to me. It says, I've got a place for you. And that grace will enable us to say to God, I may not be doing anything just right, but I've not gone anywhere, thank God. I'm still here, thank God. Woo! Thank God. Thank God for His keeping grace. Our old buddy Mephibosheth, he is a wonderful character of an example of God's grace. Years later, chapters forward, chapter 21, we know that David has come, and these other men, the Gibeonites, have come to David. And they are trying to settle a disagreement, if you will. Not for David, but something Saul had done, and for his bloody house. And the king said to the Gibeonites, what should I do to you? What do you want me to do about it? These Gibeonites said, we want you to give us the 7 sons of Saul, that we may hang them, that we may take their life. And David no doubt thought about it. And David said, verse 6, let 7 of his sons be delivered unto us. Or that's the Gibeonites saying that. And the king said, I will give them. Verse 7, but the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, son of Saul, because of the Lord's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul. So we see that there's saving grace, keeping grace, and here we see there's sparing grace. That's a wonderful truth tonight. Ain't that a wonderful truth to know that these men have come to David and they said, we want to make amends because Saul and his bloody house had done us wrong. David said, well, what do you want me to do? And we'll make things right. These Gibeonites said, well, give us the 7 sons of Saul, and we may hang them openly, and then we'll kill them. And for their death, then we'll call it truce. We'll call everything equal. David said, I will give them up to you, but not Mephibosheth. I know it's right for you to come in and get these other boys, make amends, make everything right. But you're not laying one finger on Mephibosheth. You're not going to touch on Mephibosheth because I've already made a covenant with his father. For Jonathan's sake, you're not going to mess with Mephibosheth. Sparing grace.
Deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Hope it's been a blessing and a help to you. Please send all correspondence to Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina 28904. That's Brother Andrew at P.O. Box 43, Hayesville, North Carolina 28904. Thank you for making our ministry a matter of continued prayer.